This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, November 2nd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. CARB's port rules raise ag concerns. Senators ICR for extension and Bayer hit again on Roundup. Bill aims to protect ag from CARB's port rules. Last month, the EPA cleared new rules that the Air Resources Board enacted to prohibit vessels from idling at ports, requiring them to instead plug into shore power. Assemblymember Jasmine Baines of Delano wants to ensure the rules do no harm to ag. In the last week of session, Baines filed a bill that would require CARB, before the regulation takes effect, to prove the rules will not disrupt the supply chain and that the equipment is safe for mariners. She pointed out that California's ports handle 40% of the nation's imports and exports and are critical to the success of the San Joaquin Valley ag. Disruptions have ripple effects that drive up inflation and the price of gasoline, she reasoned. Baines claims CARB attempted to conceal concerns raised by the U.S. Coast Guard about engines overheating and catching fire. I am not willing to stand by and watch someone die because CARB didn't do their job, she said. Now keep in mind, the legislature will take up the measure in January when it begins the second half of a two-year session. The at-birth regulation, however, takes effect this month. Valadao re-election bid downgraded. The Cook Political Report has updated its ratings on 2024 House races and moved Representative David Valadao of California to the toss-up column from Lean GOP. Cook analyst Dave Wesserman says Democrats, quote, likely have a better chance of retaking the House than keeping the Senate in 2024. Valadao, who serves on the House Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee, certainly no stranger to tough races in his Central Valley district. He lost a re-election bid in 2018, got the seat back in 2020. Senate Ag leaders pushing extension in CR. Leaders of the Senate Ag Committee are working together to get a year-long extension of the 2018 Farm Bill included in the new continuing resolution that'll be needed to keep the government funded after November 17. The top Republican of the Senate Ag Committee, John Bozeman of Arkansas, confirming to AgriPulse yesterday, he's working with Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow of Michigan to move the extension this month rather than waiting until December. Bozeman said, doesn't mean we have to take a year to pass a farm bill, but takes the pressure off of us, takes the pressure off farmers, and then we're continuing to do our best to get a farm bill in a better situation. Keep this in mind. A year-long extension moves the deadline for passing a new bill to the lame duck session after the 24 election. It could be tough to get lawmakers to cut deals until they know which way the election is going to go. Bozeman said he expects farm groups to keep pressure on Congress to act on the legislation. By the way, House Speaker Mike Johnson met with Senate Republicans yesterday and reiterated his plan to move a CR that would fund the government until January 15, and it would trigger a 1% across-the-board cut in spending. Johnson, quote, wants to start finding ways to reduce spending, said Senator John Hoeven of North Dakota. Senator Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma said Johnson emphasized he's going to follow the consensus of his conference on issues. He told the senators his role is to, quote, govern the conference and get a consensus of the GOP conference and where it's going to head, Mullen said. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead.
Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. The Senate easily passed a package of three fiscal 24 spending bills yesterday. It includes the measure funding the USDA and FDA. The package passed 82 to 15. Also includes funding for the Departments of Transportation and the Department of Veterans Affairs. The bills are funded in line with the levels in this spring's debt ceiling agreement and are largely free of controversial policy riders. The House version of the ag spending bill, it's still in limbo. The House defeated the measure in September because rural Republicans rejected the deep cuts it would make in USDA, and some swing district GOP members balked at restrictions on the abortion drug mifepristone. Senate Appropriations Committee Chairwoman Patty Murray of Washington said the Senate spending measures passed yesterday were, quote, reasonable and serious bipartisan bills that have a chance of becoming law, unlike the partisan bills House Republicans are moving. Bayer hit again with big jury award in Roundup case. In a fresh blow to agribusiness giant Bayer, a jury has awarded $332 million to a plaintiff who claims exposure to Roundup caused its cancer. This week's verdict, $7 million in compensation and $325 million in punitive damages, came following a trial in San Diego County Superior Court in California. Plaintiff Mike Dennis prevailed on his claim that Monsanto, which was bought by Bayer in 2018 for more than $60 billion, had failed to warn him of the dangers of using Roundup. However, a spokesperson for the company told Reuters that the jury ruled for the company on Dennis' negligence and defective design claims. Lawyers for Dennis were not immediately available for comment. The punitive damages will almost certainly be reduced under Supreme Court precedent limiting their size. By the way, a few days before the San Diego court verdict, Bayer lost a case in Philadelphia where a Roundup plaintiff was awarded $175 million, including $150 million in punitive damages. Well, here's today's She Said It. When disasters and emergencies happen, Californians often look to local community centers for refuge, information, and guidance. That CDFA Secretary Karen Ross announcing $38 million in grants for resilience centers. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, November 2nd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.